Welcome back, Wisconsin. Happy Labor Day, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network rounding out this week with, of course, Brian Kelly. We want to know, what the heck are you all up to over your Labor Day weekend? 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. I shared a little bit about what I got going on, a little furniture moving, little barbecuing, little beer drinking, little baseball, maybe a little riding around on the lake. If I can squeeze in Labor Fest, I'd love to get down there. Of course, at Milwaukee Summerfest grounds, Tim Walz is going to be there, the vice presidential candidate. I'm looking forward to this weekend. We all need it. It seems, Brian, like we have been in a sprint since August 1st. And frankly, I could probably roll that back to the kickoff to the RNC. Again, just sprinting. Brian, what are you going to do to unwind this weekend, my friend? You deserve it.
I am sleep. I am tired.
I am sleep.
But I can't, because my sister's coming to town and she's got a kindergartner and a first grader. And we're going to take him to Lions Fest in Oak Creek. So if y'all want to go and see a giant man enjoy some cover bands, come shake my hand at Lions Fest in Oak Creek. But I'm sorry, I will probably not be able to converse.
Because, that's the way I feel.
Because I am run down and I have no thoughts.
Yeah, I feel like a toy that has run out of my batteries. Well, enjoy that weekend with your sister and her kids. Joshua from Wausau, he's going to be camping in Minocqua. I bet there's going to be a lot of camping going on. I often think of potentially camping over this weekend far too late. And then I go on the state parks website and there's nothing left in terms of campsites within drivable distance. I hope the weather is wonderful for you. Joshua texting in from Wausau. It has been quite a pull of a sprint for all of us. And it occurs to me how interesting it is that we've been talking about millionaires and billionaires and corporate tax. And here we are for Labor Day weekend, a holiday created in acknowledgement of the fact that it is workers, those of us who earn wages and receive paychecks, that actually drive this country's economy. It is not the billionaire class by any stretch. My thanks to Dave from Madison texting in on the 608 line saying he's enjoying the Maggie and the Millionaires content. We want to keep that those segments going. Dave, we are doing that. We have a commitment to do that every day in the 3 o'clock hour. Tell all your friends about it. And always happy to see her name on my call list. Joanne from Madison, what are you up to this Labor Day weekend?
Yeah, unfortunately, I'm spending some of my time complaining about the devil's advocates removal. I do know that the radio industry is really cutthroat and all that, but it's 68 days until D-Day. And I'm just wondering, this is about the worst time to have a disruption. A lot of us live for that show, the Devil's Advocate show, and now I don't know what to do with myself. I did call, I did everything, but I got the same complete the negation of my appeals that I got when I was complaining about Matt Flynn. So, I know radio's a business, but please give us a voice. Those of us who've invested our time in those programs and really love those programs, listen to us. Even though we're old, maybe they're trying to get a younger audience or something like that. Whatever. But we've got money, okay? We're old, but we got money, and we vote. So thank you so much for allowing me to say this. We love you.
Thanks so much, Joanne. I'll just say this. I met Mike Crute years ago. He's the only reason. He and Earl Ingram are the reason I am on the radio.
Same here.
I think thanks, Brian. I think everybody at Civic is really sad to see the Devils go. I listen to their product. I hear you, Joanne. These are tough times. And unfortunately, the folks making the decisions couldn't figure out a way to move on. But we wish Mike and Dominic all the best. And I'm going to urge everybody, stay tuned, right? Stay tuned. We have a plan. This was unexpected and early, but again, our deepest thanks to Mike and Dom and the Devil's Advocates. Without them, none of this exists. We do owe a debt of gratitude to them and to each one of you as listeners. That's who it's all about. We appreciate your feedback. If you have additional feedback, you can send it to programming@civicmedia.us. That's programming@civicmedia.us. Cam from Appleton, what are you doing this Labor Day?
I just finished this morning my code for my AI in my game that is about anti-corporate hegemons. And I got to say, now that I can start creating these designs for the AI, now that I know what the limitations are, I'm so freaking pumped, man. It's so exciting to finally get to this point. And I'll parrot the last caller about the Devils. I don't know if 28 is considered old, but I listen to them almost every day next to your show. And Matt Flynn, I miss the old whistly man, even though he probably doesn't fit the same vibe as the rest of the other programs on Civic Media. It's kind of weird because Devils is the reason I got into listening to radio and why I'm listening to Maggie Don show. And so it's like, Sage, please.
Aw, we hear you, Cam. Again, sometimes circumstances beyond our control. And listen, I listened to Matt Flynn for a number of years. I will never forget many of the Matt Flynn-isms. And again, stay tuned, everybody. Our thanks to Mike and Dom. My thanks to Fred Gutenberg, one of our special guests this afternoon. Fred Gutenberg's books, American Carnage and Find the Helpers. You can find those on Amazon. I also want to thank Chuck Collins for joining me for Maggie and the Millionaires. If you want to learn more about Chuck's efforts to fix the billionaire problem and why we should take the billionaire class very personally, you can go to inequality.org. And finally, thanks to Terry Barr for sharing some good things about what's local and overlooked. And of course, thank you, Brian Kelly, my producer extraordinaire. As I say at the end of every show, I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me. But it's always better when we stand together. Happy Labor Day, everybody.
Fun storming the castle.